still be like growing up and laughing and you done drank out of water holes and ate mud.
Bro, I tell
mud
you
Mud pies. I ate mud pies.
We all got miles, but them eventually three-way miles are different.
Yeah, they way different. They way different.
They don't know about that, man.
Bro, what does Saturday night look like for you? Right? I know Lafayette gonna be in the building because they always are.
Yeah. Just enjoying the process, man. That's what I'm trying to do, you know? Because I know I don't have a long run left.
About to flex out, I'm seeing dots.
What do you see in Benoit Saint-Denis when you see him?
Grit, you know, in his debut, he
took a beating bad.
A silly whipping.
Yeah, that was crazy, dog. But he never quit.
He walked forward the whole time.
Dustin the Diamond Poirier, as always, one of the hardest punches, biggest stars in all of mixed martial arts. Watch him take on Benoit Saint-Denis this weekend at UFC 299. Thanks for checking in, DP. You're the man, bro.
Today was media. Sit down with DC. Just talk. Today we talk. A couple days we get to walk the walk.
It's hard for me to even really explain. You just want to spend your time here. This is a great vibe, man.
We currently have some of the best athletes preparing here. We get a lot of MMA fighters, Ilia Topuria, Izzy Adesanya. We have a lot of fans in here as well at the same time because we are the only facility in downtown Miami that caters to MMA.
DJ, you always love.
You too, my bro.
Love.
Let's go! Coming into a place like this gave me the energy today, I have to say. Even in how I was working out, I was already slowly like tapping into that warrior spirit, that warrior mind, that fighting mentality, that MVP that we see. I was tapping into that, so it's definitely getting close. I think over the next couple of days, you're going to see it more and more.
Mike is feeling great. We went over all the techniques that we're going to do in the fight. All the work is done now. Now we just need to make weight. Mikey is ready to do some serious business, so yeah, can't wait.
Oh, I mean, he's improved tremendously. I mean, at this level of the game, you're just going to add little inches, you know, here and there. But Cheeto's definitely improved quite a bit since her first fight. He feels like a world champion.
Donkey, baby, like a f***ing donkey.
I feel great, man. My energy feels good. So, Saturday night comes, I'm going to fight my ass off.
Vintage, come on.
Yeah.
You. There it is.
Almost there.
Shirt your son made, Nacho made that?
Yeah, he made me a few shirts and you know how the detergent sometimes give us spots. So I was like, you know what, kid? All you. Nacho's creation is in the back. He gave me a copy jersey. I'm a fan of the Mamba mentality, so thanks to my beautiful son, Nacho. Appreciate you, kid.
Let me see. I saw someone painting on shoes and I thought I'd try it out. And I loved being able to work with Gilbert, and he's from Brazil, and I found out it was Rio and Miami. And they both have beauty, nightlife. I wanted to bring those together. Just, it's that whole vibe. And I'm so happy he really liked it, and that the lion thing, he liked it because of the tattoo I saw. And that's how it came about.
You have an outfit to go with that?
Yeah, I do. Sure. I'm going to use tonight at the press conference. I'm going to be rocking this week, so thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
He's dope. I like it.
Do you think this is like too big a jump for a guy like Jack Della Maddalena?
In my opinion, I think it is a lot. You know, he's a big jump. Like, if I was on this guy's career, I would try to make a step at a time, a little bit harder. Not like 10 steps ahead and make it extremely hard. But I believe I'm gonna be able to shut him down.
You've, for sure, this is your retirement fight?
For sure, this is my retirement fight. I wanna leave on a good note. I wanna leave knowing that I can still walk out the octagon and with my head high, and when you know, you know.
This is a big one, an important one, so I'm sure it will get emotional through the week, but I'm not trying to think about that right now, so.
You know, that's still the one thing that people bring up to me. I'm gonna beat her up and then bake her a
cake.
Carrot cake.
You said something else one time too. Was it your balls were hot? No, that wasn't you. That was.
How could you get us mixed up?
That was Derek Lewis. Sorry. I thought it was you.
You wanna go on the big van with me?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
I'm on Daddy's big van.
Okay, let's go to Daddy's big van.
They are a bunch of fans, like in the locker room.
Are we going to the press conference?
Oh. Is that where we're going?
You were like checking in.
I think we're going to that big building.
They're not gone.
Holy wow, damn. Whoa!
Welcome to the UFC 299 press conference in Miami. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a treat because we have one of the most stacked fight cards of the year for you on Saturday night.
What's up, Miami? How are you guys today? Thanks for coming out. We appreciate it. It's good to be back. Who's got the first question?
Start with the champ, please. You said quite a bit along the way that the result of that first fight between you two never really mattered. It hasn't held over you. But what does this fight mean to you now, and how important is it for you to get this win on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm very calm going into this fight. You know, it's easy to be calm when you know you're going to knock someone the f*** out.
And you said it. This is a big fight, and it's got that big fight feel. I mean, given how big this is, you win on Saturday. Is there a need to do this a third time down the road to make sure that there's no question about the history of this series?
I wouldn't mind knocking him out 2 times.
Cheeto, you have become a superstar. The crowd is here for you. What would winning the title mean for you?
This is life-changing opportunity. I'm glad I'm fighting for the UFC goal. I love to be here.
Question for Dustin Poirier. So what type of fighter are you expecting when you do get ready for your 5-round co-main event on Saturday?
He's gritty, you know. It's going to be war. You know this guy has finished his last 5 opponents. I'm coming to finish him. He's going to do the same. It's going to be crazy. Just enjoy the show.
Question for MVP. What is it like to finally reach the UFC and be here at one of these sort of days?
You know what? All I can say right now is, wow, the passion in here is crazy. Wow. I just want to say, UFC has a new MVP.
For you, Kevin, obviously we've all seen the highlights, but how do you think his wins over those Bellator guys rank against the guys you fought in the UFC?
They know. We all know what the difference is. Ask the boss what the difference is. It's the reason why y'all pay for UFC fights and not Bellator fights, right? I thought so.
Dana, the turnout in Miami here is always amazing. Is there an opportunity that the UFC returns here for UFC 305?
I'm literally standing here watching. This is one of the most electric press conferences of all time. So Saturday night, $13.75 million gate. We broke our record from last time, the highest gate ever in the arena history. Miami, you are awesome. Thank you.
Chito.
Hoy tiene la oportunidad de ser el campeón mundial. Por primera vez un ecuatoriano. ¿Qué le dices a las nuevas generaciones, a la gente que está buscando un sueño?
El camino es largo y para muchos a veces es un poco más difícil que para otros. Pero si no te detienes, vas a llegar a lograr esa meta. Y el secreto de todo es no parar, seguir hacia adelante y buscar tus sueños. El día sábado voy a salir preparado, voy a salir fuerte y le voy a arrancar la cabeza.
Miami, you're incredible. I can't wait for Saturday night. Thanks for coming out today.
Yeah.
no more.